some sadness as a preacher myself, but perhaps that's okay. Perhaps just putting oneself in a quiet place where the topic of conversation and contemplation is not just how to get rich, how to lose weight, or how to be more popular or successful, but rather where the topic is God and the spiritual life. Perhaps just putting oneself in such a place puts one in a posture to experience God. It's a way of bonding to the meaning that God might in some way speak to me. Maybe it doesn't happen every week. Maybe it happens only one week a year. But most who have in any way experienced God would agree. The hope of that one catch makes all 52 fishing trips worthwhile. Devotional reading and special days. The same could be said for devotional reading, which is, in a sense, preaching to oneself. Reading works about the spiritual life, especially the Bible, has played an important part for millions of people in experiencing God. Today, as we will see in chapter 5, many people struggle with the Bible. It seems so foreign, so distant, and in many ways so odd and even repulsively violent to many of us. My grandmother used to say, in her wonderful Scottish brogue, that the best way to read the Bible was like eating fish. Concentrate on enjoying the meat, lad, and put the bones aside. Later on, she implied, if there's still time and you're still hungry, you can go back and work on the bones, the things that bother or confuse you. Just taking the time to sit and read, or to join a Bible study class or discussion group, can be a kind of ritual through which we bond to the meaning that God may have something to say to us if we will put ourselves in a listening posture. The observance of holy days, Sabbaths, and the like would also fit into this category of ritual. Again, the ritual of setting aside one day in seven for rest and the care of one's soul, for attending to one's search for God, for the nurturing of one's faith. That can't help but put a person in an appropriate posture for experiencing God. But then again, there's no guarantee. One can go to church or synagogue or mosque for all the wrong reasons. But if one goes for the right reasons, the ritual, the habit, the practice should increase the likelihood of one experiencing God. This is not, of course, because God is found in some buildings on some days rather than others. We need special days and seasons because if we don't take special care to set aside times and put ourselves in places where God is the priority,